Chappie Hardy is a writer and filmmaker from New Orleans. Before Katrina chased him away, he spent the summer traveling to the South's best and most affordable eateries and then telling us about them. He calls himself the man from hunger. That's the man who helps uninhibited nibblers get exact results. Chappie has now eaten his way north. He joins us from Paul's Restaurant in New York City in Manhattan. Hi, Chappie.
Hello, Linda. How are you?
I'm good. How'd you make your way to New York?
Well, it's been a long, strange trip it's been. I went to Alabama, to Georgia, to Suwanee, Tennessee, to Nashville, to Asheville, North Carolina, Orange, Virginia, and now New York.
And
it is an intimidating town to a Southern boy.
How is your family? Is everybody okay?
Everybody's okay, and that's all that really matters.
Well, you at least landed in a city for food that's almost as famous for its food as your hometown is. What's on your plate at this place, Paul's?
Maybe the best burger I've ever had in my life, and believe me, I've had a lot of them. It's just a big, juicy, wonderful half-pound, very well-cooked hamburger. And I had mine with a cornucopia of fried carbs.
Huh?
You know, they have steak fries or shoestring or Cajun spicy fries or sweet potato fries or onion rings. So I got them to give me a little bit of everything.
Well, now, usually when we check in with you, you've been eating with the same fork so that you can fairly calculate cost per bite. Did you remember to grab that fork on your way out the door?
I did. That was one of the things that I first grabbed, that and the pictures of my child.
Well, now, I'm a little concerned about eating a cheeseburger with a fork.
Well, I didn't eat the cheeseburger with a fork. I ate the fries with a fork.
I see. So how do you calculate this per bite, this meal?
Well, the cheeseburger is a half pound. It is the most beautiful cheeseburger I've seen in a long time. And out of this, which cost $7.35, I got 89 bites. And that came out to a cost per bite of 8.2584 cents. But I also would like to mention the degree of delectability factor on this particular burger.
Yes.
I put it up at about 9.4.
Out of a possible 10?
Out of a possible 10, which is way up there. This is a great burger, and if anybody's near the corner of 2nd Avenue and St. Mark's Place and they got a craving for some beef, I'd really recommend coming by here. It's got a lot of personality. It's got a little shrine to Louis Armstrong, who is one of my favorite people of all time.
Are you staying in New York for a while?
I'm going to go down to Margate, New Jersey, then to Philadelphia. And then I'm going to pick up my car, and I have no idea where I'm going after that. I understand I can't go back for a couple of months.
Well, good luck, Chappie.
Well, I really appreciate it. Thank you a lot.
Chappie Hardy is also working hurricane relief for Louisiana through Gumbo. You can hear more about that and the hamburger at npr.org.